Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. We are here for another incredible episode. Listen, this one lands on the 28th of February. We're recording it on the 27th because these two lovely people have a story to tell. But, how are you?
I'm good. I feel terrible.
You know you sound awful.
I feel terrible. My voice is going. I've still got the same top, t-shirt, pants, trousers, socks, and teeth from 7 a.m.
What do you mean, teeth?
I brushed my teeth at 7 a.m. yesterday. It's currently 5:33 p.m.
Why?
And because I stayed at my mum and dad's house and I ain't got a toothbrush there.
Did you use theirs?
What? Was not? My mum's toothbrush.
You'd use your mum's toothbrush if it came to it.
Would you use your mum's toothbrush?
If I was going to work, knowing that I'd spend a day unbrushed, probably stick it in.
Considering where her mouth's been, you still would.
Even James is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's
the sad Geordie in the corner with nothing to show for it. How are you doing?
Hello, Drew. I'm not too bad.
I mean, you lost the game, but at least you got to go and sit in Wembley and watch Newcastle in the flesh.
That's where you're mistaken, Drew. I sadly didn't get a ticket, but I made my way down to London.
How much did that cost you?
It was just a 60 quid train. I booked it after we won the first leg. I was that confident.
Yeah, well, wow. In there. Right, let's get into everyone's days, but first I just want to take this
How are you?
I'm good, but
why
as you can see...
Why do you look like the kid at school that you're not allowed to sort of mess with because he's...
I'm hard.
No.
Erect!
No. Not that he's hard or that he's erect, but because if he gets this bang on the head, he might have a fit. You had your headphones
on. I was just thinking about that. Okay, so
here's why.
For the audio listeners, I've got my coat on, like a cagoule thing on. And it's because I've sort of been pushed by this podcast to choose different colours to wear in life. Right. You know, apart from navy or mustard. I've been pushed in a direction I didn't know I wanted to go and don't know if it is the right direction.
Right, I'm going to close my eyes and you're going to reveal that top and then, or whatever it is. And then.
Can I just say as well, I bought the wrong thing. Essentially, I was rushing before filming the Carabao Cup final on the paddock. I had about 10 minutes to switch an old top with a new one. Joe Smith, reveal yourself. It's a nice pink, isn't it?
That couldn't be less pink if it tried.
Is
That's
it not? Is it, what is it? Purple.
Lilac.
It's a nice purple. I'm like Barney.
You are a bit.
Apart from the accusations.
What accusations? Barney. Wait a sec. Barney's never been accused of anything, so that must mean that you've had accusations.
No, Barney was accused of it big time.
Was he accused?
That's why he went away for so long. I remember the song.
Dude, that's why he went away for so long. Like, he was just waiting for the allegations to die down.
Yeah. Like when...
Do you remember the song? Sing me the song.
Barney is a paedophile and likes to touch...
He touches little children.
Little did you know, we're bringing out an album in December of all of our hits, me and Ethan.
So you're Barney the Dinosaur.
Oh, I'm not Barney the Dinosaur. I'm... John McGrath.
Can I say?
The rhinoceros.
Can I just say, you look great.
Thank you.
It looks really, really good on you.
You're taking the bit. I love it.
Your hair's getting long.
Yeah.
The beard's
I'm getting a beard trim though soon,
Are
so I'm looking
haircut?
Different. Yeah, we'll get a haircut. Yeah, we'll
Are
get
you
a haircut.
Pretending that your hair's growing back by just never growing it?
Yeah, of course I am.
What do you think of his new top?
Oh, here we go.
He's branching out. He's gone lilac.
Oh, it's... I think with your, Bildrew... And your looks, it's... I hope you don't mind me saying, I think it's quite camp.
What about his build is camp, would you say?
I don't know.
I've got a camp build.
Yeah, I'd say... you'd be putting that, category. Do you know in that not community?
Exactly, doesn't know where he's going here. Yeah. Or he's going to say something
really offensive. Go on. Let's find out.
I believe you could be categorised as...
Could you move over to your right slightly?
And what would the category be?
The category would be...
Low-achieving male?
Well...
Oh, sorry, what do you mean?
Sorry, of course, that could be one, but I was going more down the route of, a cuddly camp man. Do you know what I mean by that? Does that give you any clarification? Sorry.
It kind of does. Yeah. And I'll take it. I'm a cuddly man. I give good hugs.
Yeah.
I really, you know.
You gave me a hug before, and I'm...
Oh, sorry, Joe.
And I'm struggling.
So, you're struggling.
You've never seen me like this.
Let's get into why you're struggling.
Yeah.
It's Sunday morning, you wake up, you're aroused.
No, I'm not aroused.
You must be. I would be.
Why would I?
League Cup final.
Yeah, I suppose I was slightly aroused.
And then, took me through
the
your day.
Of silverware, that nicely buffed jug.
If you had the opportunity to keep the Carabao Cup at your house,
yeah,
would you wank in it?
No, I'd be more like to have a big mug of tea out of it.
Nice.
It's got three handles, hasn't it?
Yes.
So you and two of your mates could do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Cup of tea. That is not the not the other thing. I'd love to keep the Carabao Cup out. So I wake up Sunday morning. The world is my oyster. Anything could happen. I get a train over to Sheffield, meet my dad in Sheffield. I got the train there, and I got to Sheffield train station an hour and 50 minutes before my train was meant to set off.
Wow, so what did you do?
So I went for a coffee, then I went for a bacon sandwich and another coffee.
Yeah.
And then I just waited for my dad. Then I went into a Sainsbury's, and I said, let's buy some newspapers to take down to London with us.
Newspapers?
Yeah, to like sort of read.
What are you talking about? Let's buy some newspapers for the train. What about beers?
Yeah, we've got beers already.
Okay,
We've got beers and crisps. Yeah. That's locked in.
You bought newspapers?
Yeah.
Like what? Which one, the Independent?
No, we bought the Observer, which is the Guardian on Sunday, and we brought the Times.
Nice.
So sort of each end of the spectrum. Do you know what I mean? A bit of right wing, a bit of left wing.
One for each.
But in
the
sport, it's not right wing, left wing. It's just journalists. Anyway, so I go into Sainsbury's and say, "Oh, where's your newspapers? Because I looked and there's a couple of things. Someone's nicked them all." I was like,
"No.
What do you mean someone's nicked them all?" He went, "Yeah, someone just came in and took all the newspapers."
Are they selling them on, like,
that's what
the hell?
You can't be selling a newspaper on for profit.
What? That's crazy.
So if you see, like, if anyone sees some dodgy bloke selling the Times for £4 a go.
I know.
What?
The local chippy. For the fish and chips.
Did he reek of haddock, the man? Did the man smell like curry sauce? If he did, I think I might know why.
If you get your chippy in Sheffield and it's really relevant news.
Yeah.
You know, he stole
today.
It. If he stole today, yeah.
If it's an FA Cup preview, League Cup preview. So then we're on the way down to London. Then,
yeah.
Ethan, fill me up to the point where you're on the way down to London. What does your morning consist of?
My morning consisted of getting up quite early, around 10 to 8.
Yeah, were you aroused?
Oh no, not aroused. I was quite tired. I struggle getting up at 10 to 8, even though for most people that's not that early.
You struggle getting up as well, don't you?
Never at 10 to 8. Like a rock.
10 to 2.
There used to be a... Oh, no.
Go on.
There used to be a weird time when I started, like, making teas and brews in the radio business that, for some reason, you'd get an accidental, like... you'd be aroused by, like, quarter past 10 every day.
What do you mean when you started making teas?
Like, when I was, like, a tea boy, a brew boy. I worked my way up.
Yeah, but why?
Like a brews, like when I was 18, you know, I was the best brew maker in the land. Magic Fingers McGrath.
It wasn't a finger, was it?
Could carry three on one hand, six mugs, yes, please. That's the whole team, plus the receptionist.
Plus the receptionist, what does that mean?
Well, I used to make her one as well.
Didn't you need seven?
Hayley. What?
Didn't you need seven?
No, five in the team.
So,
and then a quarter past ten every day, okay. For some reason. So, you get one of those, like. Like, I remember used to get into history as well. Just like, you don't want it, but it just sort of like says
when
hello.
You're making bulk tea and when you're learning about some the Vikings,
we never did Vikings on the radio.
History. So you were so proud of yourself for being able to carry six mugs. You would regularly walk back into the office, tea's ready, six mugs, and a startling erection.
Do you know what it was? It was normally when we were talking about the next day's show. So normally a show finishes at 10. And we'd be sat there and we'd all be having a debrief. And I just...
Is it the word debrief that gets you?
Oof, yeah, maybe.
And was it the Battle of the Bulge? You were having your own, weren't you?
The battle of the Hey, he's hungover, but he's not fucking off me today.
Ethan, Newcastle morning, what happened?
Well, I got up nice and early. My housemate, Aaron Patterson, a Manchester United fan, got up even earlier than me. He was rummaging around at 7 a.m. making a full English.
Wow.
Nah, he knows. He loves it, doesn't he, Patterson? Aaron Patterson loves it.
So Patterson, who should be more of a character on the show because he's, first of all, mental, and second of all, lives with Ethan. Didn't you say that he sort of likes to proclaim that he no longer eats unhealthy foods and that he's sort of this temple of health?
He's a temple of health now, Adam. He sometimes even, I think, on the slight, makes little knocks out of me for living my lifestyle, in which I'll have a few takeaways a week.
A few takeaways a week have you now, Ethan? Wow.
Well, I mean, like, probably always, like, at least two.
So wasn't he having a dig at you before, though, for eating unhealthily, and then what happened after that?
Well, I hope Adam doesn't mind me saying
so.
He won't. But he went to Germany, to Munich, for a few days, and this is in the peak of his new health regime, you see.
And what was he saying to you about his health, about your eating habits and his?
Oh, is this when I was having a Wingstop journey? He was having a little bit of a dig of me for having takeaway and that. So he's in better shape than me. Anyway, when he went to Munich, he came back, and obviously, he's not touching chocolate. He tells you he's got no cravings anymore.
He doesn't even want it anymore. That's the thing with him.
He's done.
His mindset
chocolate.
Has changed.
Wow.
He doesn't want it at all. And I come into the kitchen when I come back, and. What's that early in the morning? A box of 12 Jaffa cakes, and hang on, there's none in there. Right? Apart from a half-eaten one that's left on the side.
I love that. Like, he just went, I can't. Like,
I can't do it.
I can't do it anymore. 11 and a half, is it? They just threw it down and died in his chair.
Don't worry, Joe. He did manage to finish the Kit Kat Chunky as well.
Oh, the filthy bastard.
You called him out on that. So he's coming over to you going, I can't believe you ate all that muck. Yeah. What you put through your body, it's disgusting. I don't love it. I don't
fucking
even think about chocolate
anymore.
And then you find out he's secretly scoffing cakes.
Well,
on the side.
I asked him about this, and he said, well, you know, Germany holiday, few days off from the old routine kind of thing. Well, I have a little dig back at him. But so
he was up making a full English, keeping
up that
healthy
Was there any point
regime.
In that morning where you thought, I could probably fight him now? You'll gear yourself up for the game.
I could probably fight Adam.
Yeah, like, you know, like,
what,
he's
like,
United,
just
he's
start
United,
by knocking out
Newcastle United.
United.
Let's go!
Just walk into the kitchen whilst he's making his food and just beat the shit out of him. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, that hot frying oil and just pour it down his fucking belly and that.
Oh, that was.
Have I gone? I just thought we were having like a bit of banter. Like
that was a bit too bad, that banter.
I thought we were just having like a
hot oil in the bell end. I just thought, just glamp him.
Yeah, all and that. No, but yeah. I just thought we were just having a little mess around, play around.
God, hot oil in the bell end made me feel weird. So you didn't do that, did you, Ethan?
No, I hope Dean Adams' dad, who loves watching the podcast, has enjoyed this segment of talking about pouring hot oil down his son's penis. I hope he's...
I do. Love Dean.
Love
met
Dean.
Him a couple of times.
Have you?
I've met him as well. He's a lovely
guy. Lovely guy.
He's raised
we wouldn't touch
son.
Your son's bell end.
Yeah.
Unless he wanted us to.
Of course. Anyway, Drew. No, not of course. Sorry. I was just trying to transition there because we were getting towards a bit of a rut.
Getting
thought,
in the weeds a little bit.
Getting in the weeds. So I thought, let's get out the weeds. And I don't really have a transition there. Anyway.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. So anyway, he has his scan. I don't get to see him. I get up. And off I go to Wembley. Newcastle shirt that Manisha bought me specially for the day is on my chest and the rest of my back as well and my shoulders. It's a shirt. And then
Adam Johnson on the back.
Look, it's James on the back she got for us, which is lovely.
She's got your name on the back.
Got my name on the back.
Yes,
oh,
man.
Get him there.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at this sexy man.
That's proper key stage one, that, isn't it? James,
do you know what's bad?
What number are you?
69.
Number 12.
By any
number
chance?
12, why?
We met on the 12th of February.
For fuck's sake, they met on the 12th. How much is my first shirt when I didn't really know what you got on the back? I got my name, but my first name, Joseph. So not even like McGrath, I got Joseph. What a fucking joke I was. Do you get on the same? No, first you don't get name. On the same train, do you?
No, I got the train from Sheffield. I got that East Midlands main line, you know what I mean?
Did you worry even you'd know loads of United fans on there?
Oh, well, you see, I hopped onto the train 20 past nine. I had a message from Baggers before he was getting on the... Baggers also works at Stretford Paddock at 20 past eight. He was getting the early one, checking that I'm doing all right and that I'm going to make it. And I was doing fine, I let him know. So I got on the train surrounded by United fans. Rowdy. Yeah.
They were
singing away, already on the booze. And I sat next to a lad who was 16, a United fan.
Did you ID him?
Oh, I did.
Excuse me, sir. If you're going to be having that Red Bull, I'm going to have to challenge 25. This is a citizen's arrest. How many paracetamol? I'll also have to challenge 25 on that
scratch
as well,
card.
Please. ID, please. Thank you.
He was actually on the beers. but we'll not disclose who he is because I don't even know his name. Anyway, he was sat there, and do you know what I did halfway down? I was getting a bit bored.
Halfway down is what?
No. Pardon?
What were you halfway down,
no,
sorry?
No.
Halfway in the journey. And in this video, I'm making fun of Jay because he went to Barcelona. You see, in the Barcelona end, and he has his Marcus Rashford shirt underneath his jumper, right? And he took it down when he scored, and he went like this.
So did you do that when Newcastle scored?
Oh no, we didn't score, Drew. And this is prior. This is prior to the game.
Prior to the game.
So I don't know. Well, surrounded by loads of United fans on the train.
Nice.
Bit of a joke there. And then I was talking to the 16-year-old about halfway through.
Stop calling him the 16-year-old.
Okay. I was talking to the boy sat next to us.
The boy is weirder.
Worse. I was talking
got
to
worse.
The lad. The lad next to us.
Call him Gaffer.
Gaffer. I was talking to the gaffer next to us, and he said he wasn't saying anything. Sorry, so I got him.
This is a mad.
Is that?
Supposed to be the league court special.
The fuck is that
so
in the
far,
sentence?
You told us that this is a 16-year-old boy who you may or may not speak to for this train journey.
About 2 minutes to go. I was talking to the boy. I mean, not the boy. I was talking to the 16. I mean, not the 16. I was talking to the, and he didn't say anything. All of that led to him not even saying anything.
So how?
Why would you
16?
Start that story?
Well, I was. So what I was trying to say is that there was not any conversation going on, and I wanted to talk because I spent a couple hours and wasn't saying anything.
He's one of those people.
So odd.
Sorry, my voice is going. He's one of those people that if you sit next to him on like a plane journey and he's by himself like Richie Rich, he will talk your ear off for 10 hours all the way to Bermuda. You're a proper chatter on transport, aren't you?
Well, what I did, Drew, was I got so on the Stretford Paddock Instagram account. We have interacted with some famous faces on there, and in our inbox, I just got a notification on my phone on some Diego Delo, who one of us has wished him good luck, and so I had a little look, and I thought I'd just say to the kid next to him, I went, Diego Delo just inboxed us, and he was like, what? I got him all excited. You see, I said. Delo.
Do you
just
find great joy
and
exciting 16-year-old boys, Ethan?
No, it was
Would
just...
Would you say that's a pastime of yours?
No, it was...
Does he not listen to your voice even think, am I sat next to a Geordie?
Well, I wasn't saying anything up until that point.
Wait.
Hold on.
Silent.
Have you had a beer yet?
Have you had a beer now? You were silent, sat next to a child,
no,
and then you just went... And then you just went,
like,
he's 16. And you just went... Look at this.
No.
That's odd, that Ethan. You've been quiet all journey.
Yeah.
You get past Milton Keynes, you turn your phone, look at this.
I wonder who might inbox me next.
No, I didn't know he was 16 at this point because this was before he talked. So he was a man having beer to me.
So
at that
you
point.
Hadn't even spoken to me. You just showed him work's inbox, not even your own.
Yeah, that was the icebreaker.
You can't be sober at this point, can you?
I haven't had a beer. I've had a smart water, chicken.
Fucking hell! Imagine if it had a thick water. Jesus, he thought that was a good idea after he'd had a smart water.
I can't comprehend the idea of turning to someone a stranger, sober, and just showing them your inbox. What's going on, Ethan?
Well, I just thought it was Cup Day. It was like, oh, we wish to you a good hello, good luck. I just thought it'd be quite a nice little thing for him to go, oh.
Did he love it?
He got quite interested by it. He knew who full-time Devils were, and he was like, wow, that's really cool. Good like, idea. Yeah. So that was good fun and that.
So after you finished sort of grooming the 16-year-old, what did you do after that?
Ah, so not grooming at any point, just to clarify that. Yeah, just had to...
Get into some like really good bits here, Ethan. The highlights.
Oh, well, got off the train and...
which was class.
Yeah. And I went to... I was by myself for a couple of hours, so I went for lunch with Sam, my old housemate.
Hold on, you can't be by yourself for a couple of hours, but go to lunch with someone.
Sam is his imaginary friend.
Oh, yeah?
I went for a lunch with Sam. We all are very hungry again, Sam. I'll eat your jacket potato, tuna beans.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Sam.
Poor
another
Sam
bite.
Has just been slagged off there, essentially. You went to lunch with... I was by myself all day, so that means Sam went to lunch together. Who's Sam?
Sam is my old housemate who's now living in London writing for the Racing Post. He is a Celtic fan, so he was getting in
Post.
The Post. The Racing Post is a newspaper that writes about horse racing, Joe. So he was doing, he was getting ready for the Celtic game, so I said I'll go see him afterwards. Anyway, off I go to Wembley. I'm going to go meet my mate Nick there at a pub nearby, and we're going to embrace the atmosphere, have a good time, have a few drinks. So off I went on that part of my adventure. And then I get there into Wembley Park. Wow, look at it. A sea of Newcastle fans, not a Man United fan in sight.
Not true.
It was glorious. Couldn't see any red at all. It was all black and white. So walking down there, like, I then got
like
me...
50s movie.
Yeah. Like a humbug.
No, no, sorry. I could see. It's just Newcastle.
All right.
Sure. Oh, right. I was going to say, have you banged your head on the train? I went down to Wembley and everything was in black and white, and it has been ever since.
Charlie Chaplin kicking
I can't see nothing. And it's just sort of grayscale and one eye is flickering like fuck. And my left side doesn't it really work, like. But no problem, but no problem because Newcastle have won the cup. Ethan, we haven't, and you've had a stroke.
We don't let Ethan tell a story, do we?
No, it's so horrible.
Sorry, Ethan.
And it's all right. Well, anyway, I buy me match programme. I walk past the Box Park, and guess who's on stage at the Box Park for Newcastle? Well, that's right. It's, of course, Newcastle United fan Jeremy Kyle next to Shola Ramiobi, John Carver and Matt Ryan.
What are they doing? Seeing if it's their kids or not?
Fucking hell, yeah.
So Jeremy Kyle?
Jeremy Kyle was on, but obviously I didn't have tickets, so I couldn't go in. So I woke up and...
You woke up? Where were you? You were asleep.
I had a little nap on the park bench. Fucking hell, even. What a boring fucking day this is.
So you got to Wembley, your vision went completely black and white, you had a mirage that Jeremy Kyle and Shola Ramiobi were testing to see who the dad was, and then you had a nap on the street on Wembley Way.
I walked up.
Oh,
okay. And when I walked up, bought me match programme, £10 expensive, but I thought...
How much?
£10?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, but you got yours for free.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
And bought it because I thought if I win the cup, I want to remember this with this programme. It'll be worth millions in the future. And then a line of stewards not letting you go up to Wembley unless you've got a match ticket. So I picked the dozy looking steward, walked past him and up I went. And then I had a little look around and I saw...
Just snuck past him? Just ran past him?
There was about four people walking through at that point. There's about 12 stewards there. So I just got in between them, walked up. And then there I was there. Wembley. I couldn't be closer, apart from being inside the ground. So I was having to think to myself. I'd done a bit of reading on the train from a Talk Sport article about an England fan who had got into the ground... by jibbing in means just getting in illegally, okay? Yeah. And I thought, I wonder like how he did it. So I had a read. He said, access K was where.
What's that mean? K is the
turnstile.
How is that different to other turnstiles though? Why would that one be special?
Well, he said that basically the disability entrance there, whatever, was very accessible and you can just go through there.
Here we go. Knew it was going this way. I knew it. I knew it was going this way. Here we go. Strap yourself in.
Did you?
I don't know what part of this story is going to be left in the pod, but. Yeah. Good luck, everyone.
We'll just clip all of this out.
No.
Ask you one question. Did you do an impersonation of any sort?
Oh,
no. No. That is not what happened. And I can't believe you would believe my character would be to do that. And I must say, I wasn't planning on tripping in, but I just thought, like, I couldn't be closer. How possible really was it? It was more like investigative journalism, I would describe it as.
Right.
So there I was outside K, had a little look, and what they've done is they've doubled the barriers to getting in from that day in the Euros that man was talking about. Now that when the door opens, when a wheelchair user went in, they locked the door, and then there was another turnstile.
Incinerator on. Everyone who tries to get in this entrance, you're gone. One door closes out and then just do it.
This is a mad pod, dude. Go on, Ethan. Fucking incinerator on.
I must admit, I don't think there was an incinerator.
Can we get to it? Did you get in or not?
And then I thought, I can't go through here. So I got in the queue for the turnstiles. And I just thought, I'm just teasing myself here. I know I'm not really going to do anything, but let me just see how close I really can get to being inside Wembley Stadium. And there was a man in front of us, and I said, I'm just having to think, how easy do you think it would be to jib in? And he went, jib in? And I went, oh, jibbing in is when you try and sneak into the stadium.
Ethan, I'm so cutting all of this out if you don't hurry up.
And then I explained that to him, and he understood. And then
This is a crazy story. I don't need to know that this man understood what jibbing in means.
I explained that to him and he understood.
You just could have missed that bit out completely, Ethan.
Did you get in?
I understood what jibbing in means.
Simple question.
Look at him. He's making himself laugh.
Simple question, Ethan. Did you get in to watch the cup final?
No, I want to know more about this man.
Well, what I said to him, Drew, what he said to me. he said, what you need. Someone to pass back the ticket. We need to get very close to someone, and then I think it's possible. And I went, oh really? I went, and if this situation were to occur, could you be that man to give me your ticket? And you went, no.
Oh.
He said, I can't risk it, I'm afraid, for you. And I went, I understand. And then off I went. I was never going to do it. I just wanted to see.
So you didn't even try?
No, I just wanted to get as close as I could to Wembley and see if this kind of thing was possible. And it's not worth it, is it? I could never trespass.
Imagine you had a criminal record at the end of this. It'd have made a better story.
So where did you watch it in the end?
Wow. Fucking hell.
This can't be the start of another story. Get to the fucking end already.
So quickly, I rang the corner house pub on Wembley, near Wembley, before I went there.
Who rings a pub? I bet they didn't even know they had a fucking phone.
You got a beer in?
What's that fucking noise now?
Is that someone's alarm?
It's our phone. It's something else.
It's plugged into the wall. Answer that. So and it's Ethan on the other end.
I give him a ring and I went...
What did you say? You be you and I'll be them.
What?
Hello?
I said, hello there.
Sorry.
No, sorry. I said, hello there.
Sorry, we're really fucking busy. It's a match day. Can you get to it, please?
80,000 fucking
There's 80,000 people in here, mate.
Hello, Ethan here.
Don't care who it is. Get to it, mate.
I'm just ringing because I'd quite like to come down and watch the Carabao Cup final at your pub. Do you let Newcastle fans in?
We don't normally, but we have to today legally. So, yeah, come down.
And along them lines, I said that. And I went, brilliant. I'll be down for around 3 o'clock before it gets busy. And then I get there for 3:10. The doorman, nope, you're not getting in. Why? I said, the lass on the phone said it's fine. He went, we're not legally allowed to show the game. I went, why? Because it's on Wembley and the police don't let us. It's too much bother. It was a lie. So I went all that way to Wembley and that clock is ticking an hour before kickoff and nowhere in Wembley is showing the game. So I tell Nick, my friend...
This is getting so caught up in the edit.
No, I'm giving it all in.
And off I rush, Off I rush to the train.
Audio listening for a treat.
I get on the train and get out there, all the way to Euston, and we're panicking. Where do we go? The Northumberland Arms, some people are touting around. This has got full of Newcastle fans. And then anyway, we'll jump off at Euston, and lo and behold, the Royal George is packed with Newcastle fans. There's no time to lose. Off we get in, and finally, I have my second pint of the day.
And did they win?
Full time, the score finished 2-0 to Manchester United.
And what about you, Joe? How was your
great day?
No, go on, tell us a bit about it.
I think I've broken my whole knee.
Why?
Adam McCullough jumped on me when we scored the first goal, and I fell completely backwards onto my back on the floor, onto the chairs, and I think trying to hold his weight up and mine has buckled my knee. Every time I've taken a step since it clicks. I'm still hungover. I feel ill. My nose is blocked. I feel like I'm having an allergic reaction, but also sort of I've got like a mental high all at once. I feel terrible and amazing.
But you wish you lost?
No, I want a cottage pie and I just want to go to sleep.
Right, but you had a good day, did you?
Oh, the best day of my life.
Did you have a load of beers?
A load of beers. Started at 10:30, 11 a.m. Next thing you know, having a miniature bottle of wine on the way back.
Nice.
There was a bloke on the train on the way back that had done so much of everything you can imagine. There was a full bag of cocaine on the floor. Just left it, pointed it
you
to
just
us.
Left it.
What am I going to do? Pick it up and sell it. But there was a lot of that knocking about. And this bloke was so gone on the train that he was in the toilets of the train having a shit, opening and closing the door, going, "Wee!" And then closing again. Oh. Yeah. And then, came out of the toilet, just sat on the luggage rack, not on the chair, because he didn't realise what was the difference. And then he was asleep, and then all of a sudden we just went, "What city is this?" And he went, "Chesterfield, mate." And he went, "Are you getting off here?" And he went, "That'll do." And then didn't get off. We just stayed on and came all the way to Sheffield.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it? Did you not look after him?
Not really, because he's had loads of mates.
Where does that train go from Sheffield to London, all the way up?
No, just stops at Sheffield.
Was it?
Yeah. It was the only one, because the trains from Manchester are all booked by the time we had our tickets confirmed.
So, well, yeah. It's a lovely day, and that was the League Cup special.
Yeah.
Just one thing, do you remember? Right, so you're talking about papers then. How mad was it that page 3 was a thing?
Yeah.
Like, I remember, obviously it was part of our lives growing up, it might have stopped when Ethan was growing up, but there used to just be, to read a newspaper during the week, there was the news, then on page 3 there was just a naked lady, and then the news continued.
But like, for anyone who's watching who's not from England or who isn't old enough to know, it wasn't like a bit of a suggestive pose of like a celebrity who's like doing like a photo shoot for like a glamour magazine.
Yeah.
It was literally a woman fully tits out.
Fully, do you remember it, Ethan, like, page 3?
Oh, no.
It was honestly,
genuinely. The front page would be something like terror attack in.
This
wherever.
Is the thing I was going to have.
Page 3, an adult human breast.
And then.
Fully
and
out.
And then you have to read about it. So, like, on big days, did page 3 still be. Like,
yeah.
The 9/11, the day after, there wasn't breasts there.
So it's that, it's towers,
knockers.
Towers. Do you know what I mean? It genuinely was.
It crazy,
was,
that,
it's
isn't
mad,
it?
Isn't it? Looking back,
page 3 was crazy.
I remember when people, when they said they were going to get rid of it, slowly sort of phase it out. First of all, the bikini top came back on. That was the first thing.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I don't think they even do it now. But that was, I remember when they first announced they were going to get rid of it, people were like, "No, we need it.
Fuming.
What else are we going to do at 8 a.m. on a fucking Tuesday? Like, just don't. We love it.
I bet if
they
you,
love it.
If you were
all that sexist, horrible shite, people just shout for
it. I'm going to see when it stopped. If you were model, you'd be buzzing if something really dramatic happened the day before yours were on.
Yeah,
I bet when Saddam Hussein was killed,
you're obsessed with that timeline, aren't you?
Why? What do you mean?
The sort of 9/11.
No, he wasn't killed for about 10 years later, was he?
No, but that's why I said timeline, not day.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. There's 11 years. What other story do you want me to pick then? I can't go 11. All right then.
Oh, what are you going to say? Saddam Hussein? Is that going to be next timeline option?
Madeleine McCann goes missing.
Right, that's...
The next day, you must be... You must be... You must be thinking, what the exposure? Anyway.
You must be buzzing.
Must be. For different reasons, of course. Ethan, you went to Stockport Market. How was that?
Oh, I went to Foodie Friday. Is that what you're asking about?
What have you been up to this week?
Right,
forget
listen.
Him. He's already had fucking 2 hours of time.
It was lovely. Yeah, thank you.
Well, we started our PT, haven't we? How's it going?
Amazing. So we started a personal trainer. We reached out to us, Ash. Link in the description. Not sponsored, but we just thought he's doing a great job. We had our sort of consultation together. He sort of laid out what it's going to be. 12 weeks of hell, pain, enthusiasm.
I'm a week behind.
Joe's a week behind because he refused to do... You have to do a little video of just doing a few moves just to show your basic sort of body movement.
Oh, mate, my video, I'm not going to show that anywhere. Unless I look incredible.
Well, actually...
Do not know if you dare say that you're going to show me.
We also accidentally had to send a few sort of before and after pics in. And I was speaking to Ash the other day, who I presumably have a better relationship with than you because of your time... And I've actually got Joe McGrath.
No, you've not.
Before pictures.
Wait, no, you've got the and video on, yeah?
I've got the video and I've got the before pictures.
I don't think I've sent any before photos.
Well, I've got something.
Go on then, let me see.
I'm going to send them to Ethan now.
Have you seen any... Shut up. No, you're taking the piss.
I am really. Ash is very professional.
Very professional. I tell you what, I will show you my video at the end of the 12-week programme.
Okay, and I'll show you
mine. Because he gets you to do, like, shows your... how you are doing press ups?
Yeah.
I was bad.
Well, yeah.
I was bad. The dog's pissing himself. I do it in my spare room. The dog's looking at me like, "What the fuck's he doing?" I keep laughing, trumping as well, and I was like, "What's going on here? This fucking madness."
Did you love it?
Yeah, he said, "I've got."
So now, we said what?
So I start today.
Have you been?
That's why I'm only having a Diet Coke.
Have you been to the gym?
No.
So what do you mean you start today?
I'll go tomorrow.
So you're big.
Right, I'll start.
Wait a second.
He says to me. This is the bad. Go on.
So your big start to this 12-week program. My big start was an upper body workout, and I'm on it's like 1,700 calories a day on this diet.
Yeah.
I've had a bad weekend because of the football, but me and Ash have accounted for that. Your big start to the day was not going to the gym and just having a Diet Coke.
He said to me.
That's Donald Trump's idea of a diet.
He said to me, "When can you train this week?" And I said, "Well, I can do tomorrow. Wednesday and Thursday."
Tomorrow being today?
No, tomorrow being tomorrow. I spoke to him today. I keep up today with him actually. And I said, "But Ash, I've got a 3-day stag do at the end of this week." And he was like, This is I'm his Everest. Put it that way. He's going to use me as a fucking, as you've never seen it. I'm like the treble for him.
Yeah.
You know, Fergie looks at him as his toughest season.
Yeah. No one's ever achieved this before.
Champion. Imagine.
You're his fucking, what's he called? The ski jumper guy. The British guy.
Eddie Izzard. No.
Eddie the Eagle. You're his Eddie Izzard.
No, I'm not his Eddie Izzard.
You are not doing 50 marathons in 54 days.
What a guy.
So have you done anything yet?
Because I've been logging my food.
What have you been having? Can I have a look at that? Is it funny? Yeah. What's your phone? So we've got to do MyFitnessPal. It's a proper thing. It's a full, like genuine 12-week program. He's a genuine PT. He's really good. He knows what he's talking about. He's given us a lot of advice. How many calories are you meant to be having a day?
Oh, God.
Pass it here. Have you been honest on this?
Well, I've not really added anything. I need to add more stuff in.
Right. So, all you've put in is a coffee.
So far. I'll add more in.
So you said you've been logging your food. All you said is coffee.
I remembered to put coffee in when I was drinking my coffee. I've had a busy day.
What have you eaten today?
I've had, I'm gonna like this. I've had a packet.
Anything that comes in a packet is bad.
Pass.
What have you had?
A packet of.
Wait a second. I need to just go through. So on my fitness pal, when you go to log an item of food, it comes up with your recent food history.
Go on.
What have you eaten recently? So here's some of Joe's. in his recent food. This must be the last time he's tried logging your food. Simply sausages. Honey.
Honey?
What the fuck? Pork chops. Jelly.
Fuck it.
Jelly, chorizo,
fucking hell.
Jesus Christ,
chorizo. Well, a lot of pork kicking about here.
You love a bit of pork.
Anyway, I had tacos.
So what have you had to eat?
Do you know what I've had? Right, I had a vegetarian breakfast.
Oh, nice.
What's that? Two vegetarian sausages. Which are Linda McCartney's?
Do you think the word vegetarian means calorie free?
Mate, there's fucking 60 calories in a vegetarian sausage.
Go on, you've had, you've had two sausages.
Two vegetarian sausages, some scrambled eggs and a little bit of beans.
Mm. Toast?
No toast. I'm off bread. Too much browns. And then... No. And that's it.
That's what you've eaten all day?
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it is.
What else have you had? Come on, be on. So first things first, the diet starts today. First things first, fry up. What else have you had today? Be honest. Because Ashley's going to find out one way or another when the before picture looks like the after picture. Joe, I think you've sent these the wrong way around. What else have you had today?
Do you know those, I was thinking, because I was starving, I didn't have any breakfast.
You didn't have breakfast, you had a fry up.
It's not a fry up, Joe. It's not a fry up. It's not that.
I was starving because I didn't have any breakfast.
That's not a fry up.
Joe, you just told us what you had for breakfast and it was a fry up.
That's not a fry up.
Beans, eggs, sausage, hash browns.
Yeah, but.
He was. Of course, he was starving. He's only had one breakfast.
None of them were fried. That's what fry up means.
Scrambled eggs, presumably, were.
No.
Would you cook them in? The oven?
No, you just microwave them.
Right.
Which I didn't do, I put them in the pan.
Anyway, so because you were starving, because you'd only had one fry for breakfast.
So I was like, right, I need to go into, I was doing some work today on the way to Wigan. Pulled into a news agency, I was like, what can I have here? And there was a pepperami for a quid. So I was like, right, that's a bit of protein in it, I'm sure I should be proud. But then there was then, do you know those? I must be the only person who's ever bought them. Do you know those Swedish meatballs?
In the black packaging.
Yeah. They look nice. I bought the chicken ones of them. I was only supposed to have two. Eat them all.
Oh, no.
So I had 10. Yeah, it's because I didn't get my...
So you've had 10 meatballs and a pepperami for lunch.
No, I got rid of the pepperami. Not a fucking madman. I had that for breakfast and then I had the vegetarian breakfast for my lunch.
Great. So starters you mean to go on. People notoriously have a lot of willpower at the start.
And my tea tonight is 9 out of 10 club.
Is it? Well, should we get into it?
We should get into it.
Oh,
indeed.
Before that, can I just say one last thing? On Thursday, I didn't have a ticket for the game, the Barcelona game, second leg, Old Trafford. So I reached out on Twitter and on Paddock videos like, if anyone's got a ticket, I'll pay for it, obviously. I'm not fucking trying to get a free ticket for anyone. If you've got a spare ticket or you can't make it, I'll buy a ticket off you. No one, nothing, no one's coming through. Yeah. It's a big game. Chance to beat Barcelona for only this second time ever, I think, over two legs. And then someone messaged me on Twitter, and I was speaking to Jay, because he's a bit more adept with these things. He goes to more games than me, kind of knows the lay of the land. And this guy had no followers on Twitter, like zero.
Yeah,
doesn't tweet.
Mad.
Doesn't tweet. And I was like, well, this is dodgy. He said, we've got two hospitality tickets. And I was like, okay, but that's going to be like, what, 150 quid, 200 quid each? I'm not paying that, but I'll see what you got, you know. So I said, how much? He said, for you, free of charge.
It's mad, isn't it?
And I was like, well, this is obviously not true.
What would you have said if you went, just send me a picture of your feet?
I'd have done it.
I'd have just got Ethan to send me a picture of his feet.
Easy. So it's a free of charge. So I went, okay, send me your email address. I was like, this is a scam. Someone's going to send me a picture of their cock here. I'm going to send him my email address and he's going to dick pick me. So I sent the email address thinking, okay, yeah, thank you. Like, no chance. Sends me these tickets through that look legit.
Yeah.
It's forwarded from Man United's email.
Yeah, yeah.
The tickets are on there. It's like, what is going on here? This can't be real. I sent it to Jay. He's like, they look real, but obviously this story is impossible. And they're 450 quid each, these
That's
tickets.
That's incredible.
They're not like 60 quid tickets. They're 450 quid. You get to go to Victoria Warehouse beforehand, or you can drink free beers, or you can eat food, hot food, burgers, and this little chicken, like...
Did you log it?
Skewer thing. I did, yeah. It was only a chicken hero or gear or whatever. Fucking little weirdy boy. Went there and printed the tickets off, like, we're going to get turned away here. Went in, they didn't even check the tickets. They just looked at them and went in. So me and my dad were like, this is incredible. We've got free beers, if nothing else. But they haven't actually scanned them, so we still don't know if they work. Got to the front of the queue for the game, scanned those tickets, and they fucking worked.
That's incredible.
Someone had just given us 900 quid's worth of tickets to this Barcelona game. Incredible seats on the halfway line, like next to the manager. It was the most unbelievable act of kindness.
Us next time?
What, I only had two? Or what, just for the all you can eat?
Yeah. Now I know that.
How amazing is that though, Ethan?
It's pretty amazing.
That's amazing. I can't believe it. Very lucky boy.
Yeah.
You know what, Ethan, you should have put something like that on Sloppy Joe's Twitter or Instagram about you at Wembley. You never know. You were just dead silent.
I put a little tweet on my own personal Twitter.
Yeah, well, you stick it on Sloppy Joe's.
I mean, to be fair, Stephen Howson, who's well in the football biz, only got a ticket about 8 minutes to kick off. So he might have struggled. Let's go 9 out of 10.
Right, 9 out of 10 club.
I just wanted to say that because I've never had anything like that.
Do you know who it was, Joe? Was it anonymous?
Someone on Twitter, but their name on Twitter isn't the same as the email, so I don't want to say names that I'm not sure of, but someone watching, thank you very much.
Right, so 9 out of 10 club is a club where we bring in different food items, snacks galore, to see if you think they are 9 out of 10, the best of the best. Now, what we want to do is get more of your suggestions in, and we've got two kicking off today. Yeah. One of them is, in fact, what I think we should do, a video.
I'd love to do that. Before we do that, I'd like to enter something to 9 out of 10 club. And after the League Cup win yesterday... Could we add the sweet taste of success into that? Do you want to taste it, Ethan? The sweet taste of success. Oh wait, you're not allowed to. Okay, so you can taste the bitter finger of negativity instead. See you later.
How does that finger taste?
Suck it. Get your teeth under the nail as well. Get that dirt out from under the nail.
Dirty.
I'm not sucking the finger.
You don't have to.
Is it? Go on, what we got?
Yeah. So we got Jack who's got involved today.
Set a video in.
Jack sent a video in. Right, let's have a little listen to it. I'll put it in.
What's going on, Sloppers?
Also, can I just say he just is a bit of you. He must watch you a lot, and he loves to do. Ooh, like some of his mannerisms are just Joe Smith. Okay, you ready?
This is what we need. More people like me.
No, less.
No.
What's going on, Sloppers? Hope you're doing well. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Now, I thought I'd throw my hat into the proverbial ring.
Proverbial. You use proverbial.
Everyone says proverbial.
Never heard of it.
And it borders on conceptual, this entry.
You would have said that.
The concept being that the best snacks and foods in general is when you combine an element...
When you combine... This is you. This is you.
So far...
Jacket loves you so much.
So far, the
when
things...
When you combine... Like, well,
the things
well,
that you think I would say are proverbial, conceptual, and when you combine.
I've never said them three.
With an element of...
You're just
jealous that you haven't got people like you in the world.
So the NHS.
Come on.
Those feelings of being on a balcony on holiday, sipping a beer. What better is there to be munching on that?
Oh.
Sour cream and onion Pringles. Ooh. The best in the beers. One of the best crisps out there.
Incredible
why
shout.
Don't you introduce Doritos. Hot salsa.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby mama.
That was very you, actually.
Absolutely elite. I suggest that...
Sorry. Listen to that lid.
A few of these on there so you can really ham up the amount of salsa.
Yeah. His mouth's watering, I can hear it. Thank you so much, Jack.
Right,
so where's the Pringles?
The Pringles? Sorry, I fucking have another octopus.
That was great. And so I'll tell you what... I was speaking to Lizzie the other day, and she was saying, how have you not done Pringles yet? Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the 9 out of 10 club, we're going for... What?
That was the least elegant way I've ever seen anyone open Pringles. But
do you want? It's not a dance, is it? Pringles, sour cream and onion. But Jack's Element is adding a bit of salsa into the mix. Yeah. Ethan, do you want to come round this way?
I'll be delighted to.
Wow.
Wow, actually need a little bit of that.
What maybe. A rush. Now, first of all, the Pringles... Oh, that's noisy. The Pringles are an elite level crisp. And I'll tell you what, name me a food that in terms of the percentage of its overall cost varies in price so much. Some places it's £1.50. Other places they're £3.49.
Who wants to play a game? How much did they cost?
That's the thing. With Pringles, genuinely, it could be anywhere between £1 and £4. Nothing varies that much.
How much did they cost, Ethan?
I'm going to say £1.79.
What do you think, Joe?
£2.75.
Expensive. Right, dig it. I'll tell you what. Mm. That combination's fucking good.
I mean, no.
Get it right in there. He said get a good bit in there as well.
Get a few. There you go. Oh, not that. Not you're not trying to hurt yourself.
No. Do it, Ethan. Just lob it in, yeah? Ethan's going for it.
Talk to me, Joe.
Good lad.
Pringles are incredible.
Pringles are good.
I can't believe we've never brought them to the table.
Pass them over here.
We've got a few real blocks.
Nice, that, isn't it? It's good, that. It's so nice. What are you saying, Ethan? What are you should pay for?
I want more.
Yeah.
Ethan wants more. Let's not slide that back because it's so noisy. I think that that Pringles are amazing. I can't believe we've never brought them to the table before.
Have you? What about this combination? Because I'm sorry, it's working for me.
I grew up on salsa. I was a bit of a salsa.
You were a dancer.
No. All of the Latin dancers. Mumba, samba, cha-cha, tango.
Okay, now.
Merengue.
There's a lot, isn't there?
Salsa.
You've said it.
No, well, I'm just coming back. I'm a big salsa boy. I love it. I have it on so many things. And I can't believe we've never done this before for me.
What, hold on.
Oh.
What do you mean you have it on so many things?
Salsa.
Yeah, stop saying it. Like what?
Crisps, etc. You know.
Fajitas. We used to have it all the time. Yeah, fajita night.
Fajitas. I have it on, I make a dish that's just rice, beef mince, and then salsa and cheese on it. And I'll eat like kilos of that.
Kilos of it? You told Ash.
That's the old me. To me, this is definitely going in. So that's 2 out of 4.
Also, can I say the combination really works, doesn't it? Pringles by themselves are 9 out of 10. So, Jack, for me, introducing that flavour combination, what a legend. Definitely going in for me.
Hey!
Ethan James.
It's him.
Oh, true. But I want to know what Ethan said.
Go on,
it's over one more.
I think... that was absolutely delightful, and my mouth is watering now. That may be one of the most delicious snacks I've ever had on this earth. Therefore, I guess it's obvious it's in.
Amazing, wow. Jack. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well done, Jack.
One of the best viewer entries we've had yet. Unanimous, and not even close. That was incredible. And, what have we got?
One more.
Whoa.
This is from Michelle. Michelle Rue.
Great name.
By the way, if you want to send in videos, do sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. We're going to play them out. These have been brought up in the pod today. Do you want to guess?
It's not
jelly.
Meatballs, is it?
It's not jelly. I'm getting the light, wasn't it?
Chicken meatballs.
The Jaffa cakes.
Oh.
Ash is going to be pissing his pants when he hears this.
Mm. Ladies, this is my tea. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right.
It is. Fucking two writers. I present. The Jaffa Cakes. It's quiet, isn't it? What's going on?
Get them open. I'm going to frisbee one to Ethan.
No. I'll throw one. Okay. They've gone down in size, haven't they? Or have I just got bigger?
I think you've got bigger. That's where Ash comes in. Ethan, stand up. Fucking hell, he plays in goal. Look at that. That was an incredible catch.
Oh, brilliant.
I've smashed it up, though, catching it, but I still caught it.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Jaffa Cakes take me back to the childhood. What do you mean I've got to love him?
Whose childhood?
Mine.
Oh, good.
No one else's. Not that. 16-year-old boy on Ethan's...
Wow.
Boat.
Island.
I wonder if you get a boat from, like, the Mersey to London.
Go on!
Get out. For me, Jaffa Cakes are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Again, orange comes into play. It's a delight. Do you remember the advert? Full moon, half moon, Total?
I don't know.
Guess the last word. Full moon. Half moon. Total.
Buffoon.
I couldn't agree more.
Ethan, let's go. What is it again?
Full moon.
Full moon. Half moon. Total. She's eating a Jaffa cake when she's doing it. What's the last thing she says? Full moon. Half moon. Total.
Monsoon.
Eclipse.
Eclipse.
Total buffoon.
Total buffoon, yeah, you fucking are one. What are you thinking?
I love Jaffa cakes. They're one of the few sort of sweet things that I like. But I think they're an 8 out of 10. I think they're great. I think they're really good. But they don't have that pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
No one's buying Jaffa cakes 2 or 3 times a week.
No.
They're great, but they're not of the requisite quality to get in the 9 out of 10 club for me. Ethan?
My friend Wob thinks Jaffa cakes might be the greatest things in the world. I remember at uni, we used to take him out to get him Jaffa cake ice cream from the ice cream shop in Arndale. We had an Italian name, but I think it's closed now. But Wob used to love the Italian, the Jaffa cake ice cream from there. And the Jaffa cake.
Is Rob dead?
Oh, no, sorry. Rob's still good. He also loves the Jaffa cake donuts. He loved them. He loves them. I think there might be Jaffa cake biscuits around as well. Wouldn't it be great to have.
Biscuit. You've just had one.
No, well.
Whoa.
I mean.
No, what are you saying? They're not. You don't think that's a biscuit? Don't do this.
I'm not asked.
It's not.
But they're in the biscuit aisle, aren't they?
Yeah, but so is like capers if you go into a Tesco Express. So is cereal. And chocolate.
What are you talking
about?
Sprite. What are you saying?
It's not a full aisle dedicated.
Where did you go for capers?
There's not a full aisle dedicated to biscuits.
The biscuit aisle.
Yeah, but there's other stuff at the other end of it. Haribo's and that.
Not in the biscuit aisle. You're a fucking fudge. All right, so is it no for you?
Well, I was just saying it's really nice. It's a tough one. Because I think it is a brilliant snack. But is it like what Drew's saying? Is it an 8? Is it not... Is it not wowing you? I'm really stuck here. I was all ready for it going in, then Drew said that.
Open your eyes.
It might be an 8 out of 10.
Yeah,
it is. It's an 8 out of 10, but Jaffa Cakes have done really, really well.
Amazing.
And listen, finally, I want to give a big shout out to suns.co.uk. I'm in the process, a couple of weeks in, of taking their full experience, I don't know why I'm stroking my beard, head tablets, shampoo, spray, vitamins, and Joe, I'm looking $1 million.
You're certainly looking something, Joe, and I just want to thank Suns so much for sponsoring.
What about my hair?
No, your hair looks incredible. Your hair looks the longest it's ever been.
If you fancy getting your hair like mine, use code Joe40 to get 40% off your first order at suns.co.uk. Not like mine, but like, say you got hair problems, like make it grow, it grows back. And I'm actually seeing the difference. Hey, I've also got a couple of broke hairs just kicking
about. If you want your hair to look like mine, go to suns.co.uk for 40% off. What do you have to do?
You go to suns.co.uk, use the code Joe40 at the checkout and get 40% off your first order. That's a lot of money when you can absolutely smash it. It's pretty easy to do as well. Wake up in the morning, tablet, vitamin, spray your hair with this stuff. Then, you should shampoo first. Shampoo, wipe your ass. That's key. Tablets, 10 sprays, you're away. Every day, easy.
Amazing.
Use code Joe40.
We can't leave that in.
What do you mean? I thought I was good.
Good stuff.
Thank you, everyone,
for joining us. Send your agony bants and 9 out of 10 clubs to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Film it. Send the video and we'll play it on the
Wear
podcast.
Wear clothes.
Wear clothes. sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again to Suns for sponsoring the show.
Yes.
And honestly, when you've lost some weight, when I've lost some weight, when you've got the hairline of an absolute god, this podcast is going to be unstoppable, Joe. You know that, don't you?
It's unstoppable already.
We have to get a new logo, though, because look at that. Yours has got a little receivers on that. Look at that there.
Right, anyway, see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Wave, Ethan.
Ah, yeah. See you later, everyone. Ta-ra, ta-ra.